Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Today is Friday, June 14th, which is an important date somewhere. I'm trying to find out June 14th. Oh, that's my brother's birthday, the one in China.
Oh, geez.
But we don't really talk, so.
Well, you should still say happy birthday.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'll do it on Facebook. What the hell?
Yeah, definitely wish him a happy birthday. That's still your blood.
Yeah, that's true, right?
Yeah, sure is.
I don't know. I can't imagine families like not talking. He's the first one in the family that's behaving like an asshole, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you might be mad or whatever, but you don't stop talking, you know? I mean, what is it? So, yeah, so, I mean, what am I going to do? Go kiss his ass? He's the black sheep of the family. He's,
so am I.
He's had a hard childhood.
Yes, and I feel him. Poor guy. You hang in there out there in China. You got this.
So you were reminding me before the show that it's almost July 1st. It's not even the 15th of June yet. Relax.
Tomorrow's the 15th.
Right.
It's halfway through the month already.
I know, but we're not there yet.
I'm like, what the fuck? It's crazy.
Time flies. You see, we're getting old faster.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. So, yeah, Friday, the weather is like
trash.
Back to cold again.
I know.
But
I'm looking at it right now.
Listen, I'll take it over the heat any day. I don't care what you say. It gets very hot here.
Yeah, it's only 65 degrees and cloudy right now.
Right.
It's going to be cloudy all week.
And we're cold in the studios, too, because they adjusted, you know, when it gets really hot, the air conditioning stops working. So then you call them, ask them to make it cold. So then on days like this, it becomes freezing.
Yeah, know? It's not cool.
It's the thermostats
they
don't
need
work.
To figure it out.
It's bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how are you doing today?
I worked last night, so I'm really tired.
Really?
I slept till like literally 9:10.
Wow.
I never sleep that late because I usually leave my house by like 9:21 to get here on time. And I woke up at 9:10. I'm like, whoa, I got 11 minutes to get the fuck out of here.
Wow.
So I'm a little hungry.
What time do you usually get up? 9 or something?
No, I usually set my alarm for like 6:30, snooze it for a half an hour, and then I wake up, I'll do stuff on my computer.
Oh, okay.
Maybe I'll make breakfast if I'm in the mood.
So you overslept by a lot.
Yeah, like almost 3 hours.
What?
Yeah. But I didn't get home till 1:15.
Yeah, that's late.
Yeah, and then I actually didn't eat anything. I was like, you know, when you're so tired, you're like, I'm going straight to bed. So I fell asleep probably like at 1:45.
Really? That quickly?
Out. Wipe my makeup off, brush my teeth, and I said, see ya.
Yeah, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I went to sleep kind of early, like at 12:30, and still tired as hell. I don't know.
Yeah.
But enough talking about this tiredness because it makes me tired.
Same.
Right?
Like, as I'm talking about it, I'm like, wow, just got even more sleepy.
But it's not normal for the first thing that you do in the morning is to think about the next time you'll get to nap or fall asleep again, you know? It's bullshit. But that's what happens.
I don't think about that, though.
I do. Well, the first thing in the morning I do, as soon as I get up, because I'm like, oh, God, when am I going to get more sleep, you know?
Damn.
So, I know. That's
shit. I'll be groggy, but I'll just continue on with my life.
Yeah. So, you know, when is it? Next week. Next week I'm going to the sleep clinic and we'll see what's going on once and for all.
Yeah. We'll see.
I know.
So remember I told you how that guy came to my job and got me like $2,000 worth of gifts?
Right.
Okay. So I'm working last night and this guy, like one of the servers comes up to me and goes, are you having a bad day? And I was like, I don't know, not really. So then he whips out this dozens of roses. He dropped me off like a bouquet of roses.
That guy?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like
was he there?
No.
Oh, so he just had it delivered?
He called someone from outside and was like, hey, I don't want to go inside. I'm not dressed. Can you give these to Danielle?
Wow.
I was like, oh my God.
So he got your attention. That's what he's trying to do. No.
I know. I mean, yeah, that's what he's trying to do.
Yeah.
He's just too intense for me. I don't know. I know I should really like, that's like what every girl wants, a guy trying that hard, but she's like, it's so much.
Right. But now maybe you can understand the receiving side when you're like chasing these guys.
Yeah, now I get it. It's like, right? Oh my God, this bitch maybe has potential. Yeah. But it's like she's too much.
Right. Too intense, right? That's exactly what it is. So you get to see it from the other side now, you know?
Yeah.
That's funny. Wow. Mm-hmm. How can guys...
They're really nice, though. I need to go get a vase. Yeah. I don't know where to get a vase. Can I get it at Ralph's?
Sure, anywhere. How many? Two dozen?
No, just a dozen. I don't know. It's like a really big bouquet. I think there's only 12 in there.
Yeah, very nice.
I mean, they're beautiful.
Yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody goes, oh, wow, look, you get roses. Who'd you get them from?
Everybody, every single person. I was like,
yeah.
Okay, I'm going to explain this
story. Secret admirer. Yeah. They're probably saying, what did we hire here? She has all the all the commotion is around her.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
She causes too much unease around here. Guys are getting too horny around her or something.
I mean, they don't really act that way in person, but yeah, like there's another guy that dropped off another present to me last week.
Right.
And I was like, what is this? It was the Howard Stern book, which I'm never going to read. Do you want it?
He gave you the Howard Stern book?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of present is that? If he doesn't know that you like Howard Stern, why would he give it to you? Wow. Well, I already have it. What am I going to do?
I know. What am
but
I going
to
do?
But give it to
it?
Me. I'll sell it.
I will. Just remind me to bring it in. It's literally, I think, just thrown in like my closet in my room.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I'm never going to read it.
It looks new, though, because otherwise...
It's brand new. It's still in the gift bag.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Like, it's literally in the gift bag he gave
me. Good. If you don't need it, give it to me. I'll probably be able to sell it for $12 or something.
How much does it go for, though?
Well, I got it for $20 when I bought it. And since it's still pretty new, you probably can sell it for, like, $12.
Oh.
Something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, this is brand new.
Yeah.
It was, like, in the Amazon packaging.
Yeah, wow. What the fuck?
I don't know. I was like, now, thanks.
Who got that one for you? That's another guy?
No, yeah. So I went to, not last Sunday, but the Sunday before, my friend has a podcast at this place called, it's another studio in Hollywood. So I go and there's some guy there. And you know, I'm a chit-chatty person. So I'm chit-chatting it up, blah, 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 blah. He gives me his business card and he asked me where I work. I said, beep. You see, like that, I censored myself. I said where I worked, and he showed up to my job with the gift.
Really?
I'm like, yo.
I'm telling you, you're doing this to people. I don't know how many people actually do things like that, but you sure do.
I know.
And you get that. You get all these things. Wow.
Mm.
What'd you get? What is that?
I think she got me a Frappuccino. Yeah, I wanted a macchiato, but she got a Frappuccino, so it's all good, though.
Frappuccino is good.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. It's very sweet, though, right? They make it very sweet.
Like, literally drinking all my calories for the day in this one drink.
Right.
Oh, well.
It's very fattening.
Yeah.
Those Frappuccinos, they put a lot of sugar in there. But they're good.
Yeah, they're so good.
Yeah. So, I guess, do you like Harry Potter? You're not into it, right?
Mm-mm.
I'm not either. People had to wait at Universal Orlando. They had to wait 10 hours to ride it.
Mm-mm.
10 hours, and we thought a few hours here for Star Wars is bad.
Why would you ever?
Yeah, I mean, you're spending
like,
your whole day.
Why would you ever?
You're spending your whole day, and it's a roller coaster for crying out loud. It's not like Star Wars; they give you 2 to 3 hours to be in there.
I think that. Oh yeah, that makes
while
sense.
You're
yeah,
in
yeah,
there.
Yeah. But I think amusement parks need to come up with a better type of format. So. People don't go and like because that's not an enjoyable time for someone, especially when you're spending all that money to get into the park to begin with.
That's true.
And then you're standing in one line for 10 hours. That means you have to do shifts with people. You have to use the shitter or
right.
Fucking grab a snack because you're starving or grab a drink. Like that's just they need to have like a better system. Like you guys are making millions of dollars. Come up with a better system for people to have fun and not wait as fucking long.
Right.
Like let less people in the park each day.
Right.
It's ridiculous. I mean, that's why I don't go. And I'm going to, whenever I have kids and he's like, Mom! I'm like, damn it, no.
I know. I mean, I'm dying to see the Star Wars one. And I'm not a big Star Wars fan, but it looks very good, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm not going to kill the whole day standing in line just to go in there
no,
for a little bit.
Absolutely not. But I mean, Star Wars 3 hours, it's, if you sit an hour,
yeah.
I wouldn't be that bad.
Yeah.
I feel like an hour for something that everyone wants to experience is not bad. 3 hours is, I think even 2 hours is pushing it.
No, no. I said the 3 hours is what they allow you to be in. The line is probably more than 3 hours here.
Oh, then fuck that. Fuck them both.
No, but what I'm saying is, look, this is a roller coaster. Okay, the Harry Potter one. So you wait 10 hours to go on a ride for 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. Here at Star Wars, you wait several hours, but you get to spend a few hours in there. Because it's not just a ride. It's an area.
Yeah, but my question is, how do they monitor how long you've been in there?
I don't know.
They probably don't.
No, no. They have probably like buzzers and stuff that maybe beep. I don't know. I'm sure they have a system.
I'm like, how exactly are they keeping track of that?
Yeah, I know. They have a system. I don't know how, but they do.
Like, I don't know. I've always wanted to go to Disneyland just to experience, like, when Gabby comes out, I want to go. But I just, me and Gabby would be going strictly for like the pictures with like Minnie and Mickey and Cinderella and probably like the soft pretzels, maybe a few drinks.
Really, it's magical. Look, you go into a place where all you see is that. Yeah. You know? You don't see buildings and cars and all that. So it's pretty cool, you know?
I wouldn't be going for the rides.
Right.
Like, no.
Yeah, the rides are not that great. But for kids,
maybe for like the water rides. But even at that, like there was a thing that said most people like, think that I read this online actually like 2 weeks ago. People that go to like public pools or do water rides, they consider that their shower for the day. It was like an 85% poll said that they shower in the pool. So I'm like, okay, I won't be going on any water rides either.
Wow. But what does a water ride have to do with anything? It's not like swimming in the water.
Yeah.
No, I mean, why would that turn you off? You know, being on the ride because of...
No, like they piss in there. They're like washing their armpits in there. Like, I'm good. Like, ugh. People are going in there dirty, basically, is what they're saying. Mm. Like, if I know I'm going to a water park, I'm not going to shower.
At a water park. Okay.
Ugh.
I thought you mean like log rides that are in the water.
No, I mean log rides, you're not in the water.
Right. That's what I was wondering.
No, I'm talking about like the... Cause
like water parks.
Each amusement park has a water section.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you can like take those big ass slides down there like boop, 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 and then you're in the water.
Right. Yeah, people do a lot of fucking things, man. Mm-hmm. It's pretty gross, I'm telling you. I feel even shaking hands is gross. I really do. You don't know where those hands have been.
I don't mind it.
Shake hands, I don't touch anything until I go wash my hands.
You gotta have a little bit of bad bacteria
That's true, but not where people put their hands.
That's why when people use the hand sanitizer every 2 seconds, I'm like, you're basically killing yourself.
Yeah,
just
that's
to let
too
you know.
Much. Yeah, that's too much.
Like people that like just touch like the doorknob and they're like,
right.
I'm like, okay, you know, like you're making your situation probably worse.
Yeah,
because your body needs bacteria.
It does, you know, but not bacteria like that. Like,
I mean, if somebody shits and touches a doorknob, obviously, I'm not saying touch the shit.
Right.
And continue on.
But people scratch their dick, you know, they fucking take shit. They don't clean their hands. Even if they touch other things, you know, I mean, think of all the things we touch, like door handles and things like that, you know. So at least when I can, I wash my hands. So how many times do you think you wash your hands every day? Maybe twice?
No. Way more than that. Especially if I'm at the restaurant.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. You see, I'm not like weird. It's not an obsession to wash
your hands. I'm not going to be in the middle of a situation and be freaking out and zoning in on the fact that I want to wash my hands.
No, that doesn't happen at all.
But like if I'm like at
I'm gonna go eat afterwards.
A beach, like Venice Beach, and like I want to eat or I have to go into one of those bathrooms, I like freak the fuck out after leaving those. Yeah. Like freak the fuck out.
I know. They're grossest.
Disgusting.
They are.
That's honestly the only reason I don't like going on the beach.
Yeah. Mm. We'll go in the water and pee.
That's disgusting.
But the water's freezing.
Freezing, yeah. And then you got to come back and you're wet. You're soaked. It's like, I don't want this. I didn't sign up for this.
I know. Peeing is a problem. Having to pee is a problem.
I pee so much.
Me too.
Especially when I start drinking water. Yeah. Well, even at that, even if I switch to wine, it's like in and out of my body.
Right.
I'm like, what the fuck? How do I even stay drunk? Because I'm pissing all of it out.
No. At night, do you have pressure to go to pee during the night?
No. I will say like a year ago, I pissed my bed.
Wow.
Yeah. 30 years old, I pissed my bed.
Really?
Yeah. I had a dream. It was like one of those dreams right when you're about to wake up. And I dreamt that I was peeing. I actually pissed the bed.
I know.
I was like, what the fuck? This hasn't happened to me since I was like in eighth grade. I told my sister, she ragged on me for a year. I'm like, well, shit happens, whatever.
It does happen.
Like, you can't prevent your body.
No, no. And the thing is, I often, when there's a lot of pressure to get up and go, and I don't want to go, sometimes you start dreaming that you're going.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I know.
I think I'm going to be one of those old people that wears Depends, though. I'm serious.
Oh, well, let's hope it doesn't happen for a long time.
Because I have to go pee so bad all the time that I know I'm going to be in a diaper later.
Yeah.
This is bound to happen.
I know. Don't they call it an overactive bladder or
something? Yeah. And you can take medication, but then again, those commercials are just like the Zoloft and all
that.
Yeah,
enough with the fucking medication already.
It's like 20 minutes of all the bad side effects.
Yeah. I'm it's from drinking a lot.
I'd rather piss my pants.
Yeah.
Yep, I'd rather tinkle in my underwear than take a pill. So
until you're old enough when you don't have a choice.
Yeah.
Fuck.
And your doctor's like, you have to take these. And I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah, or have a diaper on.
I'd rather wear a diaper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's terrible. No, I mean, because I saw my dad in that. It was terrible.
Yeah.
You know?
My grandmother never got to diapers.
Yeah.
But when it got close to her being on the way out, it was almost like you don't want to lose them because you love them so much and you can't imagine your life without them. But you also watching them in that much pain is just...
Right, right.
It's like they're not even there. They've left already. They've already checked out.
Checked
so now
out,
they're just here in the shell of a body, not living. Like, I remember we moved her from our apartment to a nursing home or a care home. And basically, when you do that, they want to die.
I mean, you don't want to throw them there. And that's
and
why.
And people don't love them there.
No.
Like 90% of the people that work at those old people home don't care about the people. Like our grandmother used to tell us stuff that they would take like 3 hours after she was like in the bath and was sitting there. And I'm like, Dad, are you going to do something about this? Because I will. Because I'm a bitch, you know?
Yeah.
But when she was there, I remember she was sitting there weeping, and my grandmother like never cries.
Yeah.
And she was weeping, and she just kept saying, Joey, which is she used to call my dad Joey. She's like, Joey, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go. Like over and over again. She's just dying.
Yeah, it's like, what kind of a life is that?
Yeah.
You know? That's why we've done an effort to keep my parents and my mom now at home.
Right.
But, you know, the money's going to eventually run out.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, to have a personal caregiver 24/7.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's expensive.
Even not 24/7. My grandmother had the button. Once a week, they would come and grocery shop with her like a couple times a day and make sure that she like showered.
Right.
And she had the emergency necklace.
Right, but she could walk, right?
Barely.
Yeah?
Towards the end, barely.
So they left her alone with not being able to walk? She was in the house alone?
Yeah.
That's terrible. Yeah, no, you got to have a caregiver for that. And if you can't, you have to put her in a home, which is cheaper either.
Yeah,
you
it's
know?
Like, that's why eventually they did it. But it was like, that was like the end for her.
Right, I know.
That happened to my grandfather, too.
What a shitty way to die, man.
They put him in a home and he was like, I'm out. See ya. Yeah.
Shit. I know, man. I mean, old age is scary for everybody.
I know.
You know?
But it's even like, even when right now in my 30s, like I notice like, cranks in my body or like stuff in my body I didn't notice like a year ago.
Yeah,
I'm like,
right?
This is the start.
this is the start.
Like I stand up at my job all the time.
Uh-huh.
And literally I come home and I'm like, my body aches from like fucking standing.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on. Come on, Danielle. Get it together.
Yeah. You know, let's move to more to happier subject. Mm-hmm. I guess Keanu Reeves, I don't know how important this story is, but I guess he decided not to touch women when he takes pictures. So when they show him pictures,
his
hand hovers over there.
Yeah.
But I realized I do that too here. If I'm about to take a picture with a woman, a guest, and she doesn't reach out and hug me, I just kind of hover over her, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
'Cause you don't know.
You absolutely do
right,
not.
Right, and if she doesn't hug you, you think, well, maybe she doesn't want to be touched.
Well, everyone was freaking out, too, because he had an interview.
Right.
And he was talking about how he's super lonely, and he's hoping one day he can give someone the love and respect that they deserve. I'm like, yo, you're bachelor number one. Call me. I'm lonely, too, Keanu. Let's do this together.
Right.
He has no social media. He's impossible to get in touch with. I'm like, where the fuck do I find him?
Wow.
Yeah.
I wonder why. So he's kind of strange.
Yeah. I mean, he's got his story is tough.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. He had his girlfriend back in the day, like the love of his life, was pregnant. They lost a child And then I think 6 months later, she died in a car accident. I mean, obviously, he's going to be a little taken back at that, because how do you even get over not one, but two losses?
Right.
Yeah. I just want to make sure I got that story correct. Hold on a second.
Okay.
But I know I remember reading this, and I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, good thing at least he got to be an actor, a famous one, you know, so he can get some attention. But he's obviously a very private person.
Yeah.
You know? But it's funny because
oh, no, she gave birth.
Yeah.
And it was stillborn. That's awful.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm going to read this. Hold on. She was really beautiful, too. Like, stunningly beautiful.
Yeah. Well, don't they all get them? You're a Keanu Reeves. You get anybody you want, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's standing here with Dolly Parton, and you can see his hand is not touching her. It's funny. So I guess they're saying Keanu Reeves not touching women is a thing now.
Yeah.
All right. So that's that. Toy Story 4 is coming out tonight. Today?
No, it's not.
No?
June 24th. What?
Are you sure?
Are you sure?
So why are you telling me that? Why is it like all over the place? You sure?
Yeah.
Maybe
you're
right. It doesn't have any date. Oh, premieres the 21st. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Don't you dare say that. I'm requesting it off for work.
Because it's like on the front pages everywhere. And it's like, why? Why is the review out today if it's only due next week? Oh, well. But you saw the other three, right? I did too.
I've seen all of them.
I don't remember the
thousand times.
Oh, the second one is when the girl was introduced, right? The cowgirl. That was the second one.
Yeah, yeah. And then they were bigger cowboy was a psychopath, and he like tried to like put him on the plane, and then they gotta escape the plane and get back to Andy.
Was that in the second one?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
And then the third one was when Andy was grown up and
gave
his
toys.
Right,
and he was leaving. And,
yeah. Oh, my God. I wept.
That was emotional, too.
Yes. I was weeping. Weeping. I left the theater, like, so emotional. But
I know. That's the only thing I remember about Toy Story 3 is it was emotional.
They all were. They all have, I would say, every single Pixar/Disney movie that I've ever seen, there's at least one or two scenes where I'm, like, choked up. Where
right.
I'm like, you motherfuckers. I was not expecting this. But Tom Hanks went on Ellen DeGeneres, and she was, like, talking to him about Toy Story 4 because, obviously, they're doing the promo tour. And he was like, Woody Harrelson does... Harrelson, yeah. Does Buzz Lightyear. And he said,
That's Tim Allen doing Buzz. Buzz Lightyear is not...
Are you sure?
Oh, so who did you say? You said Woody?
Yeah, who's doing... No, Woody is Tom Hanks.
Right.
Who is Buzz Lightyear?
Okay, that's Tim Allen from Home Improvement.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. But anyways, I guess he goes, Buzz Lightyear called me and like popped a joke. And he was very serious. And he said, did you read the last pages?
Uh-huh.
And he was like, no, not yet. He goes, I'm going to need you to read the last pages and call me back. And he was like, he's like, just read them. And he said, I read them and I got really choked up because they're like, literally, this isn't going to be no Toy Story 5. I guess they're saying this is like the end.
Really?
Yeah. So he said like the last.
Be very sad.
Yeah. So I'm like, fuck. I'm going to go in the morning. I'm going to bring my own box of tissue. It's like, I don't want to be bothered.
Probably. Wow.
But yeah, he was like, he called me and he was like, just read the pages and call me back. Like really serious.
Yeah.
And he's like, I choked up reading them. It's we're saying goodbye to like years and years and years. Like that's a Toy Story is like what I grew up on.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My kids,
the original people are not on there anymore, the ones that made it. So, but they still are saying that they managed to put in together a very cool movie. I always like to think of it from the technical point because I was in computer animation very early on, and I remember Pixar experimenting with animation and stuff. I mean, now look what they do. They do films that can evoke emotion and everything, and it's just unbelievable what they can do. But you see, it took 9 years to make the new one. 8-9 years since the last one.
It's been so long because they probably wanted it to be perfect. It's not like these other people that just put out bullshit because they know people are going to go see it. They probably wanted this to be the most epic of the four. You know how much money that movie's about to make?
Right. But what I'm saying is also you got to remember that it takes time to render on the computer. It's not like you shoot it in real action. I mean, here each frame has to be created by the computer. Okay, there's 30 frames a second. Mm-hmm. So what you have to think of is that just computing takes a long time to compute all that. Mm-hmm. But you're right. They also take their time to make it good, and they're timeless, these movies, because they're kids' movies.
Yep.
Kids' movies last forever, you know?
Forever and ever and ever.
Because there's always new customers being born every day.
So I just read about her, Keanu Reeves' girlfriend's death. I'm sorry, that's what I was doing.
Yeah.
Okay. So she went to a party at Marilyn Manson's home. You know who that is, right?
Right. Yeah. Right.
She got brought home by another guest, got home safely, got into her car under the influence, hit a row of parked cars, got ejected from her vehicle, and died instantly.
Wow. Ejected is like through the window.
And then Marilyn Manson actually got sued for wrongful death for giving her various quantities of illegal controlled substances.
Wow. You see, that's the thing, man. Don't give your friends drugs. Fuck that shit, man. They'll come to you.
And to instructing her to get back into her vehicle and come back to the party.
Yeah.
Because back in the day, Uber didn't exist.
Right.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine if she just stayed home that night, she'd still be alive.
Right. Shit.
It's horrible.
Yeah. You don't want to drink and drive. I mean, it's very simple. It's very elementary. Why can't people get that through their brains?
She had 2 prescription drugs, a muscle relaxant, and she probably was not over her daughter's death. That's what it sounds like. And she was, like, using drugs to probably get over it. But they found $2 bills in her car filled with coke and 2 bottles of prescription pills. So maybe she was trying to kill herself.
Yeah. Maybe she was.
But yeah, Keanu Reeves hasn't been even seen with a woman since her death. And that was in 2001.
So you think he's still traumatized by that?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I mean, you'd think he'd get over it by now.
I don't know. You don't know their relationship.
No, that's true.
But like, what if he has guilt? Like, what if I was around that night? What if he was filming a movie? What if he wasn't there to, like, help her, you know?
Okay, but he's had plenty of time to deal with it, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. People deal with things differently, but he hasn't. That's why everyone, literally, there was, like, last week, every single girl on Twitter and Instagram was posting about him. Because
really?
He did that interview about how he's lonely and he wants to give his love and respect to the right person. I'm like, yo, hello! I'm right over here.
So he did an interview. I see. That's why he was in the news. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Because John Wick came out, so he's like doing all the little press tours. So right. I guess he got asked, like, what's going on with your love life?
Yeah. He seems kind of strange, though, even in real life, don't you think?
I don't know. I there's like never anything.
He talks with no emotion.
I mean, maybe he's just closed off. You don't know? Yeah, maybe he's different behind closed doors.
Right,
you know?
Right. Absolutely. That's what I'm saying. He's probably a loner. And
that's sad though.
It is sad, but what can he do, you know?
Yeah.
Everybody's got their own reasons, you know.
I'd rather give my love to like 50 different people than be by myself. Like I'd rather try it out like 50 different times. Yeah. Than be solo.
You already are.
Yep. Fuck.
That's funny, man.
I'm like, come here, let me love you. I got you.
Yeah. Relationships are so fucking complicated, man. You know?
And it's like, when do you call it a relationship, too? Yeah. Like, at what point are you like, yeah.
Well, even the dating part, you know, already from the beginning, it's weird.
Yeah.
People are just fucking strange, and especially in L.A., too.
Yeah.
There's just too big a selection, you know? Mm-hmm. People, like, go through people like it was nothing.
Yep.
Imagine if you had, like, a town where you'd only have about 8 people on fucking Bumble or something because there's nobody there.
I know.
You know, what are you going
to
do?
I don't know.
That's what
go to the
like
store. Meet somebody at the store.
Yeah.
Go to the gas station. Meet someone at the gas station.
Yeah, and it's always the same people.
I know. That's the only thing about living in a small town. It's like, fuck.
Right. That's why when my friends lived in Paradise, I'm like, how can you fucking live here, man? It's so small. One bar.
Not only that, one of them is married and the other's not. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Hey,
well, the other one's got a girlfriend finally.
Oh.
Finally, after fucking years.
Yeah.
So I'm happy for him. I'm going to visit them July 4th, so we'll take a couple days off.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, actually, everybody's taking them off Thursday, Friday.
Yeah.
Right? It's going to be a long weekend. So guess what? I'm flying, actually.
Oh.
I'll be flying because I don't want to drive during the holiday. It's too much, you know?
4th of July is going to be mad.
Somebody told me they came back from Vegas Labor Day. Was that? No, this was Memorial Day.
Memorial Day.
The most recent
Everyone was in Vegas, though.
Everyone was
like,
in Vegas.
Every single person I follow was in Vegas. I was like...
The drive took them fucking 8 hours to come back. Yeah. A drive that takes 4.
Yep.
So you think I would have been able to handle that? No way.
No. Mm-mm.
So that's what I'm saying.
Not
you
with
know,
your patience.
No. Anybody's patience. How can you sit there? Like, stop and go in the fucking middle of the desert.
Ugh. Nope.
You have 300 miles to cover and you stop and go.
Yeah.
But, so I'll be flying. And believe it or not, since I guess I booked way in advance, it ends up costing me less than $200 for a round trip.
Well,
to
not
San
bad.
Francisco, right?
Yeah, that's not bad.
Not bad at all.
No. I don't know what I'm going to do for 4th of July.
Yeah.
Not a clue.
Well, maybe you'll meet someone by then.
I don't know, with maybe,
you every,
yeah.
Yeah, with
maybe.
You every day is different.
Yeah, maybe
you know?
I'll meet someone and spend it with them. I don't know. That would be cool. I've never spent a holiday with a guy.
Really? Why?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just never happened.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, do you feel if you met someone right now, you'd be ready for a long... Like a serious long-term relationship?
It depends how I felt about them. I don't.
Well,
I don't
I'm
know how
saying
to
you'd
that.
Feel great about it.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I'm a very loyal person. Like once I meet someone, I feel like it's going somewhere, and no one else exists.
Yeah. I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
That happens to me too. At least in the beginning.
In the beginning, yeah. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, I'm not quite sure I like you.
Either that or just cools
it doesn't
down
work out.
Bit.
Yeah.
You know. I mean it can work out. You just not. There's no butterflies anymore. You know?
No, I always want to have butterflies.
But you can't.
I want to have butterflies 10 years after I meet the dude.
You can't. There's no way in hell. Butterflies come from anticipation for something new, I think.
No. Like, okay, so for instance, like the guy that, the athlete that came into the restaurant, the only reason I even initiated a conversation with this guy is because not like the first couple of times, but like the last three times he's come in, I've had... that feeling in my stomach, like I'm about to get on a roller coaster.
Really?
Yeah, and I don't know why, because it's not like I know him, or we had a conversation, or we've gone on a date. It's just that feeling in the pit of my stomach.
Right, it's how you feel about it, you know? Yeah. That's what happens.
But it's weird, because I don't feel anything about it, but my body is telling me something different.
Yeah,
so I'm like, okay, I'll see where this goes.
Yeah.
You know?
I know. We do it all to ourselves, man. Yeah. It's all in our head.
Yeah, sure is.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Jeez. Why do we do that?
I don't know.
We think too much.
We
That's
sure
the
do.
Problem, you know?
Overthink, overanalyze.
Yeah, everything. Some of us more than others.
Yeah. Sure thing.
Yeah. So, in other news, Colorado has now made more than $1 billion from pot sales. That's since 2014, $1 billion. Put that in your smoke, in your pipe and smoke it, right? Like they used to say.
I've never heard
Did
that.
Did you know that they used to say that?
No. It's
and
cool, though.
And not just about weed, about anything. You know, if you like, it's like, how do you like them apples?
Something
like that.
Yeah.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it. So,
Can you tell me what movies came out this weekend?
We could. If I take out my phone, it'll probably be faster, right?
I don't know. You have the internet
I have
right
an
in
app.
Front of you.
No, yeah, but I have an app here, and that's going to show me exactly... the new movies that are coming out. If it just loads up, because phones never work fast enough when you need them to, you know? When someone's waiting. I mean, this app never takes this long, but of course now it will because we're on the radio and we're trying to figure out something.
Yeah.
So there you go, you know? But, okay, fuck this shit. Well, I'm sure you'll figure it out by now.
Yeah.
But at any rate, so the sales of marijuana, you know, and the money goes into, it creates new jobs, generating revenue. They're saying toward prevention, youth consumption, protecting public health and safety and investing in public schools. So it's not all that bad, you know, but some people are like so anti this stuff that I don't understand at all. I mean, what do you care, you know? And so in something related in Nevada, they decided that employers can't ban someone. Employers can refuse to hire someone who fails a marijuana test, right?
Yeah.
So in Nevada, you can't. In other words, if the guy fails a test, you can't fire him. for marijuana.
I mean, I agree. I think that should be a thing. I don't think because when you get drug tested and there's THC in your system, it should be a big deal.
Or that you're necessarily high at that point.
Yeah,
it stays in your body for 30 days.
I think it's so fucking stupid. Like my roommate is starting a new job and he has to get drug tested for that.
Right.
And I'm like, he thinks he's probably not going to get the job because he like took gummies and smoked weed when he was in Europe. And I go,
How long ago was that?
Like a week ago.
Oh, okay.
I'm
still
like, yeah, for sure.
Wow. Gummy bears in Europe?
Yeah.
Where was he in Europe? Do you know? Where, in Amsterdam or something?
He went to Greece.
Oh, Greece?
And then he went to Rome.
There? Yeah.
No, he packs them in a suitcase.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I would be fucking scared as hell.
Yeah. And then he went to, I think they went to Amsterdam for a little bit.
Yeah.
And I think they ended their trip in Ibiza. They went to like 5 different spots.
Oh, nice.
He was gone for like 12 days.
Nice.
I was like, bye.
I would never fucking take drugs to another country. Are you kidding
either.
Me?
Nope.
Not even taking it to within California on an airplane. Shit, who needs the trouble? You never know where it's going to come from, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the fact is that when people drink, if they don't drink on the job, you don't fire them. So why with marijuana, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it doesn't condone you use it on the job.
Yeah, I get if you do drug tests to see if they're taking like heroin or like methadone or something crazy.
Right.
Okay, I get that. But marijuana is just marijuana. It's
exactly.
Like,
yeah.
Who cares?
And you could have smoked 3 days ago and you'd still test negative for it.
Yeah.
Actually, 3 weeks ago and you still can test for it. In fact, there was only one place I ever was required to take a test before I was hired.
Yeah.
And I failed it, you know?
Did you get the job?
No.
God.
I didn't get the job, but that was 12 years ago. Things have changed since then, you know?
Yeah, now it's like people like go out on their breaks on their jobs and smoke out of their vape pens, so like no one knows that they're smoking weed.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah. There's all kinds of high-tech ways to consume it now. But God, man, is this business like, if we were there early, we'd be fucking millionaires by now. Billionaires.
Oh, I know. Fuck.
They have so much money, these people.
I know. It's crazy.
Right? Yeah. Would you ever go on those glass platforms like they have in Grand Canyon and then they have it here downtown?
Nope.
That slide, have you heard of it? Yeah. Never been on one. I guess there's a sky deck at the Willis Tower in Chicago.
Yeah, I've been in there and I freaked out and I had to immediately be brought back down.
So imagine that it started cracking when it was under people's feet. The protective cover, not the whole glass.
Oh my God, nope.
Splintered into thousands of pieces. Can you imagine these people going, fuck, man. And you're only surrounded by glass.
That's not.
And apparently
I went
this
there
has,
one time.
Has happened before too.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, thank you. Oh, I have a day off today. I'm like so tired. I'm like so excited.
Yeah.
But I'm getting my hair blow dried at like 1:45. And then I finally decided to make an appointment for laser hair removal.
Okay. So you finally decided to do that.
Yeah. I'm going right after I get my blow dry. Mm. And I'm dreading it because I've already started it. And
right.
I didn't finish because the pain was like unbearable for
really?
Me.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Jeez. It's that.
Yeah, it's not comfortable.
It's painful.
Anyone who sits there and says, oh, it's not that bad. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Yes, it is.
And how long does it last?
Like a couple minutes for each part.
No, but is it like forever
it's
then?
It's forever, but you
right?
have to go to like 8-9 sessions.
Really?
I mean, you get, I guess like if you do the 9 sessions, like every once in a while, like a few hairs will grow back. But it's like so little that you could just take a quick razor and shave over it.
Wow. So like they destroy the follicles, the hair follicles?
Yeah, I don't know
something?
Exactly if they like burning it over so hair can't grow there anymore. What what exactly happens
probably
when you do.
Killing
yeah, you know? Yeah. But you get no hair.
Jeez.
I just don't want hair on my vagina anymore.
Yeah.
I'm over it.
I get you.
Yeah.
Yeah, this generation doesn't like pubic hair.
No.
I don't know what it is.
Nope.
Because that's what they grew up with, is shaved genitals. I grew up with pubic hair. Everybody having pubic hair, so that's what I like.
Yeah.
Sue me. Shoot me. But it's amazing because the Japanese porn that I like to watch, they hardly ever shave.
Ew.
Yeah.
No, thanks.
No, I like it. You know, just because you're unshaved doesn't mean you have a bush there. It can be nice.
Yeah.
You know? I just think it's, I'll tell you why I think it's sexy. Because a woman's body is really smooth and hairless and stuff. And then you just have some hair there in the best area that you like. Oh, man. Yeah.
No, that's definitely.
You can't imagine that.
No,
right?
Definitely out.
Yeah. But I mean, I've heard people say, and I feel that too. I don't want to feel like I'm with a little girl. I want to feel like I'm with a woman. And women have pubic hair.
They used to. Now they don't.
No, so. You still do if you don't remove it.
Oh, yeah, and it's horrible.
Okay, so by nature you do.
No one feels sexy with it at all.
By nature you do.
Whatever. I'm getting that shit lasered.
Talking about pubic hair.
Yep.
Tell me something. What have you found someone new to do your podcast with yet? Are you looking?
I'm not looking. I think I'm going to just do a new, different guest host every week. I don't think I want to tie down with a solid human being.
That's a good idea because I see it happening here where people finally get into fights and they break up the show and stuff.
But it's not even, I mean, it's funny because anytime someone would post it on like a blog or something, people would be like, oh, this is going to last. They're not going to last together.
Right.
And I never saw it until like maybe the past like month. I was like, okay, maybe this wasn't like the best pairing on the face of the planet. Right. I thought it was because we both have large followings. We both have like kind of the same fan base, but it wasn't.
Only on paper it looks good,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And not only that, like I was coming up with all the ideas for every episode, like
trying
to like, and it's hard because I'm very open. So I'll talk about anything and everything, but she's not open.
Right.
So I'm like, in my head, I'm like, why would you agree to do a podcast called Swallow It?
Right.
If you don't want to like talk about shit. It's really not, like, it's not a good look.
Well, it is your gig, right? So you just decide how you want to do it.
Exactly.
And with it, you know?
Exactly.
But you're right. You know, you don't want to tie yourself down to someone if you don't have to.
No. I think I just want to do, like, a interchangeable guest. Like, if I want to bring back the same person 3 times for 3 weeks in a row, cool. But then after that, I'm like, okay, well, I got a new guest. I'll talk to you later.
You start to smell.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of
here. Yeah. I'll see you, like, whenever I need you again. Yeah. I don't want someone permanent. I'd rather just have this be my thing,
because
that's how it was from the beginning.
Yeah,
you know,
which is how you live your life, pretty much.
Yeah, and I've started to realize that sometimes it's better just to do shit on your own.
Yeah,
nobody else involved.
Absolutely.
I mean, behind the scenes, yeah, because you can't make it without a team. But I'm just saying, like, when you come up with like an idea such as this, sometimes it's just better to do it on your own.
Yeah, it depends.
Especially
you know,
if you're doing it on your own anyway. Like,
right. No, this is something that you can totally do on your own. I mean, there's a lot of things you can't if you want to start a company and it's a big deal.
Right, you need someone. Exactly. You need a partner.
Right. But not in everything.
And it's so funny because on the show she would talk about how like her boyfriend would break up with her every other day they were broken up. And it was because he couldn't deal with how rude and lethal her mouth is.
Really?
And that's exactly what happened to this relationship.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, you really need, I told her, I was
She's
like,
you got a big mouth or something?
And I was like, you need to take a really long look in the mirror because you're not a nice human being. Like, you're not a good person.
Yeah. Well, I've seen pictures and she doesn't look very nice.
Yeah, so I'm like,
Not her beauty, but she looks mean. She looks not happy.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. I don't know. Because, you know, when you have a baby, lots of stuff happens to your body. So, like, I don't know if that's like a side effect from giving birth or what. But, like, even at so, like, I'm still don't have, like, tons of money. But I paid the audio guy on time. I paid the camera guy on time. And I was paying her half of the camera guy.
Right.
Because she was taking so long to pay him and he wasn't going to show up every week.
Right.
So I was like, I'll pay him in full. You pay me. She still hasn't paid me.
Yeah.
I'm probably never going to see that money either.
No. Fuck. Just get yourself a sponsor or two or something if you can.
Yeah. I'm just going to take it more seriously now. Before it was like, it's hard to get motivated to take it seriously if your quote unquote partner's not. Like when I tell you to be over at 5 so we can like go live on Instagram and post pictures and take pictures and you show up at 6:45 and we have to be at the studio by 7:30. We don't have time to do shit.
Yeah.
So it's like, you can't expect me to do everything and then sit there and say, we did this together. No, I did everything.
Yeah.
Exactly. I don't want any negativity. Yeah. Anytime I record, I want it to be like the highlight of my week and a fun time. And it was getting to the point where it wasn't
you
like that.
You weren't enjoying it anymore.
It was like, I remember the very last episode we did together. I was like, episode 18, I was sitting in the studio. And it was the first time I was like, I don't even feel like doing this right now. Remember I told you the next day you came in, you go, had it last night? I go, I wasn't into the episode.
Yeah.
I was not into it. And it was like supposed to be 55 minutes. We only got 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, the vibe is just not there. Yeah. It's not there. I just think I'd do better if it was just me on my own interviewing motherfuckers. Like, yeah. Come on, come for a week. Come back in like 3 weeks when you're free. Like,
yeah.
I just don't want to do it with anybody because I don't want to deal, especially females. I don't know why I haven't learned. Roommates didn't work out for me. Clearly, a business partner isn't going to work out for me. It's just, yeah. It is what it is.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Maybe you need to do things on your own then.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
Maybe there's something there you don't want to relinquish control or whatever it is. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Could be. I'm like that too, you know? It's hard for me to work with a partner. But sometimes you don't have a choice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, well. So, finally, they're still talking about the homeless in L.A., and it's getting very bad. Now they're blaming some people with pushing the homeless from one part of the city to another. Like, the richer people are pushing them over, like, making it illegal for them, so they have to go to the other side of town, and the poor people are there. They can't fight it, whatever. So they call it homeless dumping, you know?
Oh, it's awful.
Yeah, I know. But you know what I was thinking? Because there's an article here. The homeless are not all mentally ill and these stinky people we see, you know? Because,
right.
Like the stories, this woman and this guy, they just lost their apartment and because they lost their jobs, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
The company folded or something. They're without a job. They have no money for rent, I guess. They go live on the street. So it's a big fucking problem, you know, and I don't know. Nobody seems to have a solution for this.
I mean, it's really tough to have a solution for that, to be honest with you.
Yeah. You just need to put a lot of financial resources into it, and they're being wasted on other fucking bullshit.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah.
It's really sad.
Yeah. But when we start touching politics, we move away from that like touching fire.
Yeah.
So we're going to wrap up today. Let's see. So we have a weekend here. I don't know what the hell I'm going to do on the weekend. Probably get bored as usual. If it's a nice day, maybe I'll attempt nature. We'll see.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Because it's not a holiday. It shouldn't be too busy out there this weekend.
Right.
All right, everybody. Thank you all for listening to us, and we're duly grateful to you. Thank you for listening, and have a great weekend. See you on Monday.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.